Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Like I was her next meal. She hadn't eaten all day. She started to unbutton the front of my shirt. That's when I had to say, I don't need that kind of trouble. That ain't where I wanna be. I don't need that kind of trouble. Trouble's always finding me. In my hand, that casino with the sign out front invites me to come in. Well, they got roulette, slots, and blackjack, working 7 nights a week. My buddies blow their paychecks trying to grab that golden ring, but I don't need that kind of trouble. That ain't where.
That was Wayne Hamilton, the president of Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And that's what we're celebrating tonight, the keen songwriting skills of those people who are members. And they are, oh my, well over 100 now. And we welcome you tonight. This is a live version of Minnesota Homebrew. We're live most of the time here from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Hope you're listening because we got a bunch of great songs tonight. Go onto our Facebook page, like us, and check out the photos that we post of our artists and make a comment about the songs. We'd love to have you do that. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, and I'll be here for the next hour. And we're followed by Minnesota Music Memories, and that's followed by the Burns Program. So a wonderful evening of music here tonight, and we'll be telling you more about MAS as the hour proceeds. Up next, Ellen Stanley and Mother Banjo with a song titled No Waiting. You're listening to Homebrew. Welcome.
Help me build a home. I'm waiting for God to come around. Oh, waiting, oh, waiting. I'm waiting for God to come down. Oh, waiting, oh, waiting. I'm waiting for God to come around. The world is a mess. It's all come undone. We're waiting for God to come down to clean it all up, make it shine like the sun. We're waiting for God to come around.
I met Ellen this last summer at the music, like a music arts fair down in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, which is about 2.5 hours south of us here. And what a fine young lady. And she's also in charge of the Minnesota Music Coalition. So lots of support for original music out here in wonderful Minnesota, in the cities, and in outstate Minnesota. Well, up next, a gentleman from Caledonia, Minnesota. His name is Steve Battelle. When he isn't writing and recording music, he's producing jingles in his studio. And this song is titled Life's Too Short. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Life's too short, ain't give it all you got. Oh, time just slips away. Know that life's too short. Hey, give it your best shot. Your heart will lead the way. Jimmy has got a good job, works 9 to 5 and gets off, and then he dreams about going to Nashville and hanging out on Music Row. He's a six string on the weekends for patrons and a few friends who say, man, you gotta take a chance and just let go. You know that life's too short, hey, give it all you got, but time just slips away. You know that life's too short, hey, give it your best shot, your heart will lead the way. Victoria's a waitress, she wants to go to college. She's got big time aspirations in her ordinary world. She wants to be a teacher, but what college would accept her? She's unwed with obligations, she's got a little baby girl. You know that life's too short, hey, give it all you got, or time just slips away. You know that life's too short, hey, give it your best shot, your heart will lead the way. Chancing it outside the lines, as if chasing a dream ain't wrong. Countless excuses, there's always tomorrow, and all of our chances are gone. Well, they had made their plans to travel, they were saving up their money. If they could only find the time to do the things they could afford. You know, they got the news in July, now he looks into her tired eyes. She says, baby, I don't have the strength to fight this anymore. You know that life's too short, hey, give it all you got, or time just slips away. You know that life's too short, hey, give it your best shot, your heart will lead the way.
Nice song. Steve Battelle, Life's Too Short. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. And tonight we're playing songs by members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, whose mission statement is, MAS is a volunteer, member-supported organization. Its mission is to inspire, educate, and strengthen the songwriting and performance skills of its members through seminars, workshops, review meetings, showcases, and networking opportunities, while encouraging collaboration and exploration of the creative process. Check them out at mnsongwriters.org. And I'm proud to say that I am a member and the social media director. Well, up next, the gentleman from Ramsgate, England, who's been hiding out for the last 4 decades here in Minnesota, Nigel Egg with The Birds, The Bees, and The Bud.
What should I tell the kids about smoking pot? Just say no, yeah, right. But what else have I got? Should I say I never tried it, or admit I smoked a lot? What should I tell the kids about smoking pot? The birds and the bees covered babies, but we need to talk about drinking and drugs. I could start with amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud. What should I tell the kids about drinking booze? About sleeping around? All the things a kid can get into. 'Cause I've been there and I've done that, and it still gives me the blues. What should I tell the kids about drinking booze? The birds and the bees covered babies, but we need to talk about drinking and drugs. I could start with amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud. the kids avoid mistakes. Could say, don't do what I did, just do what I say. You're gonna have to live with every hasty choice you make. How can I help the kids avoid mistakes? The birds and the bees covered babies, but we need to talk about drinking and drugs. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud.
Is misery the company you choose to keep the lover you bring inside? You live in fear, you're running scared, repeating patterns that your parents tried. Baby, calm your racing heart. Don't you cling so close to me. Behind your facade of a monster, I still see a frightened child. You're talking tough, I've had enough of watching you slowly decline. You're quick to blame, you run from shame, you say the cause of the problem is mostly mine. Baby, calm your racing heart. You don't need to cling so very close to me. Behind your facade of a monster, I still see a wounded child. There's goodness there, and if you dare, you can turn this cruel whirlwind around. The gift is pain, you're not insane, you just didn't know the ways that you've been about. Baby, calm your racing heart. Don't you cling so close to me. You've begun to face your buried shadows and to live your life more deliberately. To live your life. To live your life abundantly.
That's Rebecca Odlin, a reflective singer-songwriter, whose CD Foreign Soul is a collection of honest songs about love and loss, new beginnings, and living authentically. Her edgy folk music spans styles from folk to rock to country. And that, of course, was a ballad. And that was called Racing Heart. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Well, up next, a gentleman that needs no introduction, but I'll introduce him anyway. He's my second favorite Bob. Did I say second? No, my favorite Bob. Second favorite is Bob Dylan. My first favorite is Bob Muscovitz. And here's a song titled, Life is Like a Candle.
Like a candle lighting up the room, the flame that we all carry is like the sun and moon. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, the presence of the flame we wear is up to me and you. Every candle has a flame, whether dim or bright, lighting up the world we live, whether day or night. Are lighting up the path of life, taking you far? Or does the flame you carry dimly fill the air, like a glowing ember, happy just to share? Every candle has a flame, whether dim or bright, lighting up the world we live, whether day or night. Everyone's a candle with a light that fills the air. Everyone's a flame that shows that life is everywhere. Every flame's ignited by the matchstick from above. Everyone's been truly blessed with beauty and with love. This place, the flame that we all carry is written on each face. Some are bright and cheerful, some do what they can. All are here to light the world, though we don't understand. Every candle has a flame, whether dim or bright, lighting up the world we live, whether day or night. Hope the light you carry shines for all to see, that beauty lives inside of you, and you were meant to be. You're a candle on the mantle, a candle to the earth, a candle light that's shining bright, given to you at birth.
Indeed, my favorite Bob, Bob Muscovitz, who's listening tonight down in Hackensack, Minnesota. And for you people out of state, like in Iowa or Wisconsin, that's up in the Walker, just southeast of Walker, Minnesota, where Leech Lake is. They make a good beer in Leech Lake. It's called, I want to say Leech Lake beer, but blanking out a little bit. Come in little bigger bottles, too. We're going to share some really weird beer news with you coming up here. But we want to tell you a little bit about the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Why join? Well, 12 meetings a year, knowledgeable face-to-face reviews at meetings, knowledgeable online reviews if you cannot regularly attend the meetings, workshops on the craft of songwriting and related topics, videotaped showcases aired on public access TV channels, and that project is called Minnesingers. Live public performance showcases throughout the year, co-writing opportunities, discounts with participating merchants, personal online profile, and networking with fellow songwriters. All of that for only $35 a year. You can go online and click on the Join MAS button. You can pay by PayPal account or credit card, or if you're skittish about that, you can print out the application form and send in your check. And President Wayne Hamilton has declared this is his last year as president, but he will remain a faithful and active member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Well, up next, a lady named Nancy Fredrickson. In her words, she says, "I'm a writer with two books of poetry to my name, some of which were read by Garrison Keillor on Minnesota Public Radio, and lots of unfinished work. I've been a writer for over 25 years, and I'm now learning and loving the process of combining music with words and stories. I was a corporate paralegal in my other life, retired a couple years ago, and not looking back." This song, 18 Years of Dreaming, was recorded by Tim Hildebrandt at his Camelback Studios, and Diana Parks is the vocalist. Both are from the Rochester area and both members of MAS. Here's Nancy Fredrickson on Minnesota Homebrew, and the song's titled 18 Years of Dreaming.
She started out life on a dairy farm, 18 acres of land. One for every year she couldn't get away, one for every dream she had. The day she left, her mama cried. Her daddy said, "Goodbye, girl. Go out now and find your way. Come back when you're done with the world." She used to walk through the fields on down to the creek, about a half a mile or so. That's as far away as she could get from the house she called home. A swing set hung between two trees, out in the rain to rust. Things on the farm were never thrown, just gathered time and dust. She learned about love and hope and dreams from a 17 magazine. Waited every day for the mail to come, took it upstairs to read. 18 years of dreaming in that tiny little town. 18 years of waiting for her life to turn around. Out on her own she went off to school, married a carpenter man, make it come true, but still she missed the land. Sitting up high on the old John Deere, looking on back at life. A college degree never set her free, neither did being a wife. She learned about love and hope and dreams from a 17 magazine. Waited every day for the mail to come, took it upstairs to read. The old red barn still stands today. Daddy died a year ago. He wouldn't tear it down while he was alive, told everybody so. You can see sky like a promise in the air, through slats of the weathered wood. She'd bring Daddy back to see it now, kiss him if she could. She learned about love and hope and dreams from a 17 magazine. Waited every day for the mail to come, took it upstairs to read. 18 years of dreaming in that tiny little town. 18 years of waiting for her life to
It's midnight and I've been drinking since 10 a.m. Speedo says I'm doing 120. I wonder if you're thinking of me. I've been traveling this lonesome road, the radio playing song I used to know. My eyes are closed, sunglasses on. How long do you suppose before you color me gone? It's midnight. Since 10 a.m. Speedo says I'm doing 120. I wonder if you're thinking of me. As the white line slowly fades away, I wish I was home counting all the shades of gray. 'Cause one is for the feeling of you loving me, two is for the Sunday morning memories, three is for tomorrow that will never be. It's midnight, I've been drinking since 10 Speedo says I'm doing 120. I wonder if you're thinking of me. Speedo says I'm doing 120. I wonder if you're thinking of me. Are you thinking?
That's new MAS member Terry Rickey, who hails from South St. Paul. He's been writing songs for several years. Some describe his music as quirky, but Terry takes that as a compliment. And I agree, Terry. Terry continues to write music and strives to improve as an artist and as a person, and that's why he recently joined the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Yes, indeed. Hey, folks. I'd like to remind you of an event that's going on down in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, this Saturday night, that's May 10th, at the Dell's House, which is at the intersection of Highway 8 and 35, right next to the Law Enforcement Center. Who wants a bar next to a Law Enforcement Center? Well, but anyway, the bar was there first. I know because I was playing in the house band there 40 years ago. And I'm going to be playing again this Saturday night with a group called the Rockin' Relics. And we're going to be doing classic rock and roll from probably 8:30 to 12:30, somewhere in there. So if you're down that way, it's a short hour from the Twin Cities. Again, in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, at the Dell's House, the Rockin' Relics. I'll be playing bass and singing a lot of those classic rock tunes. Stop on by. Well, up next, a gentleman named Jim Cadwell. And here's a song that makes us want to go to Mexico.
Now I'd grown tired of all the hurry and haste, so I took some time that I had to waste. I grabbed my grip and I just set my pace, heading far south to a foreign place where the girls are sweet and tequila flows, and I don't have to dress like it's going to snow. And living is high on a little dough down in Mexico. When I crossed over that Rio Grande, I felt that I
was in the promised land, where everyone is fat and tan, and I'd be too if I lived as planned. There's magic in the air when the Gulf Breeze blows, and the days turn to weeks as lazy time just flows. How long I'm gonna stay, God only knows, down in Mexico. Well, Spanish is a tongue I'm gonna learn. I won't file a 1040 tax return, and I'll lay on the beach till my body's burned, selling weed to earn what I can earn. Where can you find life so nice and slow? If you can tell me where, I'd like to know. I'm staying here, there's nowhere else I'd go except down in Mexico.
Since the early 90s, he's performed as a singer-songwriter throughout the Midwest, hailing from St. Paul. Jim Cadwell is an active participant in both the Twin City and regional music scene. He's also a part of a group called the Legendary Weasels, who perform an eclectic range of bluegrass and acoustic music. And he's written over 70 songs with a gentleman named George Rothenberger. And they conduct songwriting workshops, so they're passing it on, paying it forward. Did you know that the Minnesota Association of Songwriters video showcase, which is called Minna Singers, is being aired on 36 cable TV networks serving 300-plus cities in 7 states, including California, Massachusetts, Maryland, Missouri, North Dakota, Wisconsin, and all of Minnesota. About 5 million viewers have access to Minna Singers in large and small markets. And why do I tell you about this? Because if you join the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and you don't have to live in Minnesota, then for free, you could record videos at a television station in the north suburbs of Minneapolis, Northwest Community Television. And that's just one of the many perks of joining MAS. Well, up next, a lady from Winona, Minnesota, who's been writing since age 21 and has been in bands since her college days at Winona State. She accompanies herself on piano and pipe organ. Music is like breathing to her. She's been fortunate to share the stage with some very good musicians and loves to express herself through music. Here's Ruby Nordby on Minnesota Homebrew with a song titled, I Think It's Time.
Thank you. watch NASCAR on his widescreen HDTV. He's got Brad and Kenny downloads on his Sony iPod PSP. Hooked up his truck with GPS, made to match the chrome. His double wide push button world is feeling right at home. Never thought he'd go to college, but he's getting his degree. Doesn't need the kind of knowledge they have in MIT. It's money when he studies, but tuition is free. The Redneck Institute. His prize catfish on his cell from AT&T. How he begged that 10-point buck's available now on DVD. With a mouse click and a MasterCard, he bought his new mud flaps. Then tracked the package on the net right to his welcome mat. College, but he's getting his degree. Doesn't need the kind of knowledge they have at MIT. It's money when he studies, but tuition is free. John Deere can run itself like all his high-tech toys. He may be a modern man, but still a good old boy. Didn't need the kind of knowledge they teach at MIT. But he saved your money and get your degree at the Redneck Institute of Technology. But he saved your money, tuition is free at the Redneck Institute of Technology.
Brad Dunsey, who started out life in Upper Michigan, now lives in River Falls, Minnesota. He's a member of MAS and has served the organization faithfully in many capacities. And we'd like to remind you, songwriters especially, if you go to musesmuse.com, you will find songwriting tips in almost every issue, online issue of musesmuse.com. And as you know, we share audio songwriting tips by Brad from time to time. We'll probably pick back up on those next week here on Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Well, up next is a gentleman named Doug Milloway. Well, in a way, Doug is the member of MAS, and that's why we're playing this song tonight. But this is actually done by a group that he's very close to and even records in his Blind Owl Studios in Avon, Minnesota. The song's called Sticky. It's by a group called Broken Fiddle. And again, written by Mr. Milloway. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, I'm standing in the woods, singing to the birds. Nobody seems to give a damn. People walk by and shake their head. They just don't care who I am. And I happen to see you tapping the trees. Give me some of your sweetness, please. You got something I need. I'm getting sticky on you, baby. You can tap me anytime. I'm getting sticky on you, baby. You can tap me anytime. I'm getting sticky on you, baby. Put down my guitar and follow you around. Hope them in the time of day. Twisted in a tiny and out throughout the trees. I think I totally lost my way. Hey, I happen to see you tapping the trees. Give me some of your sweetness, please. You got something I need. I'm getting sticky on you, baby. To your pancake breakfast, just like I knew you would. And then I happen to see you tap the trees. Give me some of your sweetness, please. You got something I need. I'm getting sticky on you, baby. You can tell me anytime. I'm getting sticky on you. Please, oh, won't you please be mine?
Well, I don't have much on this gentleman. His name is J. Eric Menge.
You didn't like that last one.
I thought it was awesome.
Oh, you look fine. All right, we should only do one more take.
Oh, yeah.
I hold my voice right
now. And my hand.
And your hand, yeah.
Your chatter after there.
My hair, yeah.
Yep.
My headphones.
And last time I played something like that, I...
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ended up a naughty word in the chatter. And my station director, Mark Johnson, was listening. Oh, my. Anyway, J. Eric is a highly experienced musician, songwriter, who plays guitar, bass, keyboards, and saxophone. Folks, we really want to thank you for listening again tonight to the Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. Check out our Facebook page, like us, and if you're a songwriter who wants to submit original tunes, our Facebook page tells you how that works. Just click on the word about, and we'll be true to our motto, you send it, and we'll play it. As long as there's no naughty words, we'd love to hear from you. And again, would like to remind you that the Minnesota Association of Songwriters is a very, very cool group of people. I'm a member. I've belonged, I think, for about 3 years. I had opportunity to play at the State Fair, and if you join, you can too, because they have a State Fair showcase and other showcases throughout the cities in the warm weather months, and then they move into coffee shops in the cold weather months. A wonderful bunch of people. They even have an annual picnic at the President Wayne Hamilton's home in East St. Paul every year. That's a lot of fun, too. Brought my granddaughter a couple years ago, and they got quite a kick out of Olivia. So anyway, MAS, MinnesotaSongwriters.org. Don't forget the Minnesingers Project. There's a post. There's a link to workshops on the website. There's a list of members that lists their how to contact them, and in many cases, their websites where you can hear some of their music. And there is a meeting, meetings once a month. Get that there. Third Monday, I'm sorry, last Wednesday every month, there's a workshop review meeting in St. Paul. So anyway, folks, just do check it out, mnsongwriters.org. And I should mention one more thing. There's not only merchandise on the website, but there are... there's a link to song evaluations. Now, this is a really cool situation because what you can do is bring your song with some lyric sheets, and they'll be reviewed by the attending members of the group, and a discussion will take place with regards to structure, lyrical content, commerciality, among other items. So that's another thing you can avail yourself of by joining the Minnesota Association of Songwriters at mnsongwriters.org. We'll be back next week live on Minnesota Homebrew. Stay tuned for Minnesota Music Memories, followed by the Burns Program. We're going to end the night with a fellow who's playing at WeFest this year. His name is Shane Martin, and he has a new CD coming out, and the release party is going to be at Toby Keith's Bar and Grill in St. Louis Park on May 29th, starting at 7 p.m. Again, thank you for joining us. Here's Shane Martin with Just Me Missing You. See you next week.
Of how we spent last summer, living life so wild and free. Crazy days on the lake, cool nights on the town. Thought the laughs would never end.
Come to an end. So did that summer.